Okay, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And folks, one of the best ways to get your business going every week is to be on this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific Time, and at 11 a.m. tomorrow in Japan. I'd like to welcome our guests on the call and our consultants on the call from Japan, as well as our new consultants and the team that we have in Canada that's growing a big business. Love to have you with us. Hope that you come with us every week, okay? You can always expect to get something out of this call that's going to make a difference for your business right now. And tonight is absolutely no exception. Looking forward to it. Now, you hear people on the call talking about being registered for the big event. We have two really big events that are coming up. We have a co-founder's tour that's coming soon. I don't have the dates in front of me. I do know that it's going to be coming to Houston, Texas on Tuesday, February 20th. And those of you who are going to be attending that event at the JW Marriott, I'll see you there. But Power Trip, August 12th, 13th, and 14th, Dallas, Texas. You can go to AmbitPowerTrip.com. We're going to hear more about it in a second. I know there's a VIP ticket with the breakfast are already sold out, but I think there's some general admission tickets with the breakfast that are still available. We're going to hear about that in a second. Guys, go to AmbitPowerTrip.com. And then registration is already open for our 2018 National Conference, Ambition 2018. It's going to be August 29th through September the 1st. Again, in Dallas, Texas, registration is in your back office. You can go to event.ambitenergy.com, or you can go to your power zone. You can click on it there, and you can register for the big event. Now, I want to challenge you guys with something. Many of you are veterans to Ambit Energy. You've been in this business long enough to know what these events are about, what these events are about. You've attended one or both of these events in the past. And yet, even as we speak, knowing that these events are coming, you haven't registered for either one yet. I'd like to suggest to you that if you're serious about your business, get serious and committed about attending the big event. I'm a little disappointed that on the call, not too many people said that they were registered for Ambition and for Power Trip. Guys, you know you're going to these events. You know the value that they are to you, that your businesses are going to grow, and yet you haven't registered. Go get it done, because the way you treat these events is actually indicative of the way you treat your business. If you're serious about your business, get registered for these events, prepare to bring new people with you to these events, and then go build your business to make it happen. And if your excuse is that you can't afford it and you don't have the money, we are in a money-making business. Go use the resources that you're going to get on this call and the talent and the education that you had. Go build your business so you can go to these events and build a bigger business beyond that. Speaking of a bigger business, it's my pleasure to introduce our featured speaker for the evening. As I said last week, he needs no introduction on this call. He is one of the co-creators of the Ambit Power Trip, our number one income earner, founding national consultant, the first recipient of the Thompson Leadership Award. Please welcome my friend, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, how are you, bud?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, doing great. I'm actually in Richmond, Virginia, visiting family. Looking forward to getting back to Austin in a couple of days, and I'll be there on the Tuesday night meeting.
Well, I tell you what, it's an exciting time in Ambit Energy. I wanted to follow up. I think you said the Power Trip was in August, but it's actually in April, which is, I know what you meant to say. And it's April 12th. That's a Thursday night. We'll do a business presentation. And then Friday morning, the 13th, is the leadership breakfast. We have Ray Monty confirmed for the leadership breakfast. We have Joey Carter confirmed. For those of you that may not be familiar with Joey, Joey was the head of the Direct Selling Association. His family had a billion-dollar-plus direct selling business back in the day. Joey was the CEO of that. Very unusual that we would have somebody of this sort of qualification in the field with Ambit Energy, but Joey was one of the initial investors in the business and got involved in the business on the field side several years ago, though he had always been in involved in direct sales on the corporate side. So the perspective that Joey brings to and the value that he brings to that leadership breakfast is second to none. Joey's moved from Dallas, lives out in Phoenix, Scottsdale, Arizona area, so he's not in Dallas quite as much as he used to be. So I would tell you guys that for that breakfast, the VIP breakfast and ambition tickets are sold out. They're gone. And there's less than 50 tickets available for that breakfast on Friday morning as we speak. So I would encourage you that if you're going to come, don't put it off any further. Go ahead, go to ambitpowertrip.com. You can buy the breakfast and the event combined, or if you want lunch at the hotel where the event is in Dallas, you can actually buy breakfast, the Power Trip admission, the event ticket, as well as the luncheon ticket. So again, it's ambitpowertrip.com. I'll also mention that to kind of piggyback on what Bear talked about, it's not just getting yourself to these events, whether it be Power Trip, Ambition, or local training. It's how many people in your organization can you get to the event. You know, and if you're brand new in the business, you know, set a goal of, hey, I'm going to get to this event and I'm going to bring one person with me if you're in the Northeast, if you just started in the last week or two. I'm going to bring two people, whatever you think's realistic. And then what will happen is when they understand the power of the event, and I'm talking regardless of what event you're inviting people to, then they're going to do the same thing. It's a monkey see, monkey do business. And the bottom line is if you're not going, typically your group's not going. And so a leader leads, a leader doesn't follow. And if you want to be a leader in this business, if you want to get promoted in the marketing plan, you've got to do what successful people do. And to Bear's point about the money, hey, if money's an issue, then you need to start showing the plan, showing the plan, showing the plan, showing the plan, and then money's not an issue anymore. You know, you've got to invest your initial investment in the business to get involved. Every business has ongoing expenses, and the biggest investment you're going to make is time. And I can tell you that there's no better investment in one's time than showing the plan, number one, and number two is attending events. So, again, ambitpowertrip.com. You can do multiple registrations if you know you're going to bring some people and want to make sure they got a ticket for the leadership breakfast. It's sold out 100% of the time. I absolutely promise you that it will sell out probably in the next week or two. And people are always hunting for tickets, and every once in a while you can get lucky somebody's not going to make it and you can get a ticket. But I sure wouldn't count on it because most of the time there are just a ton of people that want to make that leadership breakfast that don't have a ticket to get in. So go to ambitpowertrip.com. If you're not registered, get yourself registered. Buy an extra ticket or two. You can go online and switch the name, or at the event you can switch the name to whoever you want to. There's no transfer fee whatsoever. All right, impending events are so important in our business. I want to talk to you about something that I haven't talked about in a while, but it's a really, really important aspect of our business. And when you look at this business, you ask yourself, what business am I in? And when most people join the business, they think they're getting involved in the energy business. And we as consultants of Ambit Energy, people that own and operate our own business that chose Ambit Energy to drive revenue to our sales and marketing business, are not in the energy business. We're not licensed public utility companies. We're independent consultants that are paid handsomely in upfront bonuses to get somebody started in the business and help them gather their first handful of customers. No one in our business gets paid without the acquisition of customers. And then for those of us that stick with the business for over a long period of time and build a massive sales and marketing organization, what happens is you get paid an incredible amount of residual income. Every second of every day, I get paid a lot of money. I mean, I'm not talking about a nickel or a penny every second of every day. I get paid dollars every second of every day, just about, not just about, I do, for building a huge sales and marketing organization. You know, if you take my monthly income and you do the math on it, it's staggering how much money I make per minute in this business, whether I'm sleeping, whether I'm talking on the phone, heaven forbid the good Lord takes me to promised land up above and delivers me into eternity. My wife is going to inherit that money, and what happens after that, I can tell you is that the kids get it, and then their kids get it. Unconsciously purchased, habitually used public utility month after month. Look at where you're sitting right now. You're on this call. Look around. You know, I'm in the bedroom at my ranch house. I've got my cell phone plugged in. I've got the TV on. I've got my iPad here. I've got a light on. The ceiling fan's on. The refrigerator's running in the other room. Betsy's in another room watching another TV. Bunch of can lights, outside lights on. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year, whether you're in a residence or a business that's on our service or not, there are over 75 million consumers in the United States available for our service. There are over 84 million consumers in the country of Japan available and eligible for our service. And there are over a million, close to a million and a half in Alberta, Canada, the province of Alberta, Canada, that are available to get onto our service. And folks, this company hasn't even gotten started. You know, with Nevada deregulating, other states moving towards deregulation in the United States, most of Western Europe deregulated, other provinces in Canada deregulated, several Asian rim companies deregulated, Australia, New Zealand, and others. You know, the opportunity within Ambit Energy, the, you know, one point something, let me do the math real quick. I'm not that good at math, but the 150 million consumers that are available to be plus that are available to be on our service today at some point are going to be 300 million, then it's going to be 500 million. And the company as it stands today, one of the top 15 largest direct selling companies in the world, according to the Direct Selling News, youngest company in the top 100 in revenue in the world, top 10 direct selling revenue company in the U.S. Bottom line, folks, is that it's just a matter of time before Ambit Energy, the company that everybody on this call is involved with, that has caught it in its early years, is going to be the largest direct selling company in the world. And I've said it before on this call, and I'll say it again. Every company in the world, I don't care if we're talking about IBM or Dell Computer or one of the car companies or one of the retailers, they pay a certain percentage, every single company, direct sales included, they pay a certain percentage of their revenue to sales and marketing. And then they've got overhead and they've got executives and, you know, of course, they make their profits and so on and so forth. I don't know what percentage of revenue that Ambit Energy pays to us as consultants to go out there and market and get customers onto the service, but what I do know is that if our revenue doubles or triples, that means the commissions are going to double or triple. And with the upside growth of this company, it is incredible the future that each and every one of us on this call has of being in a company at its infancy before it really takes off, even though we've set records. We're in the Inc. 500 fastest growing company in America in 2010. We've done some things that are second to none in our industry. But what I'm telling you is that this company is going to take a little while, but this company is going to surpass and become the largest direct selling company in the world, and you have an opportunity to capitalize on it. There's two main parts to our business. And again, we're not in the energy business. We're in the sales and marketing business. And the two parts of our business is this. There's the mechanical part of building your sales and marketing organization. That's understanding, you know, how to actually go on the websites and sign up customers and look up rates and how to sign up consultants. That's, you know, how to give a business presentation. That's where the meetings are. That's, you know, having all that knowledge base. That's the mechanical side of building our business, okay, where you know where to get the information, you're educated on the information, you know our system, which is make a written list, invite somebody to look, not invite them to join. So, you know, written list, invitation, presentation, which is typically done electronically initially and then followed up in a lot of instances with live presentation, and then validation. That's our four-step system. That's all on the mechanical side of the business. And I'm not going to go through that tonight. You know, you can go to topambitleaders.com and it'll click you through the four. There's some great training on there. Click on training. You can learn how to ask people to become your customers. Everything on there is the mechanical part of the business, okay? So it's a mechanical side of the business. What's the other side of our business is the mental side of our business. You know, it's very, very tough when you get involved in this business. You have a preconceived notion of everybody you're going to ask to be your customer is going to sign up. And certainly your best friend and your mom and your brother and your cousin and your next door neighbor and the people across town that you went and helped paint their house, you know, they all owe you a favor and they're going to become your customer. And then when you get into the business, you find out that's just not the case. You know, for whatever reason, they choose not to be your customer, you get hurt. And mentally what happens is that your belief in the business starts to wane. The person that you think is going to be the next Ray Monty or Philip Eckert or Chris and Debbie Atkinson or Kim and Jim Mason or Tim and Missy Ullinger or any of the other great leaders in this company, you think that person is just going to go straight to the top. You know, they've got the personality, they've got the database of people, maybe they have some experience in network marketing. For whatever reasons, you draw a conclusion that this person or this power couple is just going to kill it. And you go and you show them the plan and you're all excited and they go, not no, but heck no, and this will never work. And oh, by the way, I think it's an illegal pyramid scheme and you're going to jail. And all your emotional support, all your belief in the company just dissipates. I mean, as fired up as you were when you sat down and talked to them, is as depressed as you are after you finish talking to them. And so what I can tell you is that the mental side of our business is very, very, very difficult. And the one's perception of what's going to happen when you get into the business, I can almost guarantee you 100% of the time is not what happens. Now, sometimes that's the benefit. You know, sometimes the first person you talk to is the person that just scalds it, or you talk to them in your first month or your second month, and they scald it, and all of a sudden you've got 300 or 400 or 500 people in your organization, or you bring somebody in who brings in somebody who brings in the person that blows it up. So a lot of times, you know, it does better than what you anticipate. But most of the time, it's the flip side of that. It's not, doesn't do as well. Your perception of how many people were going to sign up, who's going to sign up to be a consultant, you know, whatever it was, there's something that happens that all of a sudden you don't believe as much as you did before. So what I can tell you is action will take you out of doubt, and doubt will take you out of action. So, you know, mother doubt starts to creep in. You know, well, I'm not really sure if I have the time for this, and you start making excuses. And then a lot of times sooner versus later, you just kind of acquiesce out of the business. I'll get back to that next month, and, you know, I was really busy. I probably shouldn't have joined right now. And you start rationalizing why you don't have time or why it's not worth the effort or whatever. You don't pick up the phone and call consultant support and say, I'm going to resign as a consultant. I no longer want to participate in the program. You just put it on hold. And you know, certainly that hasn't happened with the people on this call, or you wouldn't be on the call, but everybody on this call has any experience at all knows what I'm talking about. And so what happens is, according to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, is over 80% of all the new businesses in America, and we're not talking about direct selling, we're talking about all businesses, whether it be service, retail, you know, energy, whatever business one forms in this country, that 80% of them fail within their first 5 years. Well, I can tell you in direct selling, 80% of them fail within the first 5 days to 5 weeks, okay? So the failure rate is much higher, and the reason is that the investment is minimal. I mean, somebody puts in $100, they get involved, they go and get, you know, three customers, they get their $100 back, they got no investment in the business, and, you know, time starts to get in the way, and as time gets in the way, what happens is, you know, they just, like I said, they just kind of acquiesce out of the business. And so this is not a easy business, you know. It's a simple business, but it's not an easy business. And so what you have to realize going into it is that most people aren't going to make it in this business, and most people aren't going to make it in whatever other business you may choose to go into at some point in the future. It's just the way it is. I mean, that, you know, it's a statistical fact that most people that own and operate their own business, whether it be a direct selling business or not, are going to fail in a relatively short period of time. So why in the world would you think that everybody that you know and everybody they know and then everybody that they know is going to be successful in Ambit or anything else? So again, the anticipation of what's going to occur does not equal what actually occurs once somebody gets into the business. So how do you win on the mental side of the business? If you think about this, and if there's one takeaway I want you to take away from this call, it's what I'm getting ready to tell you right now. You, and only you, can create in your mind the negative thought and the doubt that is going to have you withdraw from the business. I can't make you quit the business. Your sponsor can't make you quit the business. Ambit can't make you quit the business. The only person that can quit on you in your business is you. It's just that simple. You know, and something occurs, and that little man or woman in the back of your head that's constantly chattering at you, you know, telling you that you can or you can't do something, and typically has all the negative thoughts and puts all that doubt there for you, that's your mind. That's not my mind. That's not, you know, I could say something that could create that chatter, but the bottom line is the only person that has control over that chatter in your mind and your thought process is you. And that control, you can control it to create positive chatter and eliminate the negative chatter, or you can buy into the negative chatter and eliminate the positive chatter. So it's your determination within your own mind as to your attitude or the mental part of the business. It's just that simple. Our tendency is to blame other people. Well, Ambit raised the rate, or Ambit did this, or, you know, I called consultant support, and I got one answer. I didn't think it was right. I called back. I got the opposite answer. My sponsor this, my upline that, this happened, that happened, whatever happened, you know, all that negative, you basically take yourself out of the business. What I can tell you is that, you know, the rate program for all the customers across Ambit is the same for me as it is for you. There's no difference. So, you know, there's no difference in consultant support. Now, you know, when you become a EC, they give you a VIP person. But, you know, that person just has less people to answer the phone for. But the bottom line is there's no difference in consultant support or customer care or any of that. You know, the kit that you get's the same. The websites are the same. We all have replicated websites that are all identical from Ambit Energy. You know, the seven-level payout's the same. The bottom line is that it's all the same. So why is it that there are people that are highly, highly successful in our business, and then there are people that waste their $100, or back when it was $429, worse than wasting $100, they wasted $429, didn't do anything, didn't get anything. The mechanical part's no different. You know, Power Trip's open to anybody that wants to come to Dallas, Texas and participate. Ambition the exact same way. All the trainings the exact same way. The hotel meetings all the same way. But there are people that choose to participate and capitalize on it, and then there are other people that rationalize why they can't capitalize on it, make excuses for not doing it, and so they don't do it. So what's the difference between a successful person and a person that's not successful? Has nothing to do with the mechanical part of our business. I mean, I'm talking about zero. It has zero to do because it's identical. And there's a ton of people that are making a ton of money in this business, and there are a ton of people that never made a dime in this business. So what's the difference? The difference can't be the mechanical side of the business. The difference can only be the mental side of the business. So that's why I say the most important part of this business is the mental side of the business. How do you improve yourself mentally? You work on you. You, if anybody's ever seen my business card, it's a little mirror, and you open it up and there's a mirror. And I say, if you want to know the reason for your success, or you want to know the reason for your lack of success, and I open up the mirror and show them my business card, I put the mirror up to the face. I said, there it is. And the reason is that you have to look yourself in the mirror and say, you know, why did I fail other businesses I tried? Why have I failed at this in life? You know, why is this relationship not right? Why am I spiritually not aligned over here? Why is it that, you know, people don't like me at work? Why is it that this is going wrong, that's going wrong, or the other thing's going wrong? Well, the tendency, just like the first time your child failed a test at school, They didn't come home and say, Mommy and Daddy, I failed my math test. I failed my first test. And I want to tell you the reason I failed is because I didn't study. I was distracted. And I take full responsibility for failing my test. And the corrective measures I'm going to take from now on is I'm not going to wait until the night before. I'm going to start 3 days ahead of time. I'm going to review the material. I'm going to ask you for help. And then the night before, I'm going to clear the decks and get all my homework done. And I'm going to spend at least 3 hours studying for the test. If I have any questions, I'm going to come for you for help. And that's the procedure I'm going to use and the corrective measures I'm going to use to make sure I don't fail another test. You know, you think about it, I don't think there's probably anybody on this call that says their child did it. You know what else? No one on this call did it either. You see, we develop a habit of blaming other people and pushing responsibility to other people at a very young age. It's a learned habit. It's monkey see, monkey do. Our parents come home and go, yeah, my boss this, my boss that, and da, da, da. And the reason we don't have money is because they won't give me a pay raise, and I'm working harder than anybody else. And you start to buy into it's everybody else's fault or it's my set of circumstances' fault. You know, your parents didn't say, hey, the reason I'm not doing well is it's my fault. And so you're conditioned at a very young age, all the way back to kindergarten or first grade when you took that test, to blame the teacher. Oh, the teacher didn't tell me it was over the whole since the beginning of school. I just thought it was, you know, since the last test. Oh, and the teacher, you know, said it was going to be multiple choice and it was true, false, and multiple choice. Or, you know, little Johnny was talking next to me and it's his fault that I didn't get the assignments right. And when I didn't get the assignments right, I didn't have the right material to study for the test. You're always blaming everybody else. You blame your problems at work on your boss or your coworkers. You blame your problems in your relationship on somebody else. You never take responsibility for your actions. If you want to know why this business is working or why it's not working, go look in the mirror, and that's the reason. And so the only way that you can take corrective action on the mental side is, yes, you can look for emotional support. You know, you can surround yourself with positive people, but you have to work on yourself. You have to work on changing the way that you've always been. Ever since you were a little kid, you don't know yourself any other way. And the minute you start taking responsibility for your success or lack of success in every aspect of your life, when you do that, it changes on a dime. What I can tell you is that if you get off this call tonight and say the success or lack of success that I'm going to have in Ambit Energy, which is my current financial solution to my financial situation, is 100% dependent on me, and you own that, and you quit blaming the rates, and you quit blaming this, and you quit blaming that, even though all that sounds real logical, and oh yes, you're right about that, and you say, I've got to do what I've got to do. When you do that, your business is going to go through the roof. And until you do that, you're going to struggle. Yeah, you might catch somebody here or there. You know, I'm not saying you can't be successful. You know, you can be mildly successful in this business and be wildly successful when you compare it to other direct selling companies, okay? But if you want to earn the big bucks, you want to get to 20, 30, 40, 50,000 or six figures or even seven figures a month, which no one in this company has achieved yet, then what you're going to do is you're going to quit blaming other people and you're going to start working on yourself. Now, how can you do that? There's a lot of self-help out there. There's a lot of great books. If you're not a reader, become a listener. You know, get books on tape or get CDs or, you know, download them digitally on audible.com or however you want to get the content. But there are a lot of great books, you know, and work on the things that you know you need to work on. You want to become a better leader? Go to John Maxwell and his 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. You know, you want to work on relationship and self and leadership, you know, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. Great book. You know, I could go on and 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 on. You know, How to Win and Influence People. You know, just I could go on and on with all the books, but start putting yourself into a program. There are a lot of seminars that you can go to. You know, go spend a weekend and, you know, working on yourself. The best thing I ever did in my life on personal improvement was I went to the Landmark Forum. You can go to Landmark Education and Google Landmark Education in the forum. Go register for a forum. It's an intensive look in the mirror is the best way I can put it. And it is intense, and it's rigid, and it's structured, and it changed my life, and it's changed a lot of other people's lives and ambient energy as well, as I've recommended it to people over the years. I've literally had people hug and kiss and cry and just over what a positive change it's made in their life. You know, it's just a recommendation. Is that the only thing that, you know, is that the magic wand? No, that's probably just the one that'll move the needle the most, at least from my knowledge. And I don't know everything about personal growth. The other thing I'll tell you about personal growth is it never ends. You know, I'm the number one income earner in ambient energy, and there's not a day that goes by that I don't work on myself. There's not a day that goes by that I don't try to get the negative thoughts out of my mind. Folks, I'm not getting on this call telling you I'm perfect, that I'm Mr. Positive, I never have negative thoughts. You know, I have them all the time. It's like fighting off the demons, but there's a realization and an actualization within my life that says, you know what, I'm not going to succumb to that. You know, I just, yeah, it's a negative thought. Yeah, it's probably a valid point. What can I do that's positive? You know, the company pays you to do two things, to go gather customers and help other people go gather customers. Those are the only two things ambient energy will pay you to do. And the mental part will take you out of what you need to do to gain those two results. And what you have to do is you have to keep yourself in the game mentally. I got an email, extremely well written, from somebody in Massachusetts, got it this morning, and they succinctly went through a for real situation that's occurring in Massachusetts, you know. And they asked me for a response, and it was in regard to rates. And, you know, my first response would be, I've never gathered a customer in Massachusetts, don't know the first thing about rates in Massachusetts. But I understand the dynamics of what this person is talking about. And the dynamics come around, you've got to get over it. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, you can't control something you can't control. But what you can control is how you deal with the situation. And if dealing with the situation means you need to go next door to Connecticut to gather a few customers until there's a rate adjustment, or if it means that you've got to do ABC or XYZ or LCK or whatever it is, whatever action it is, there's a positive counteraction to that negative thought or that negative thing that's going on in your life. And again, you know, I'm using ambient energy examples because that's the commonality we have amongst ourselves. We're all ambient energy consultants, but this goes way past ambient energy. It goes in your personal life, your spiritual life, your relationships, you know, to your character. You know, I mean, how many times have you wanted to take a shortcut and you just kind of are going through, you know, is this really ethically and morally correct? And you've got to go through that decisioning process, and there's a rationale that tells you, yeah, it's okay to do it. And then there's the other part of you that says, no, it's not okay to do it. And there's some sort of conflict there. You know, all that whole process that you're going through is negative. It's not positive. You know, you wouldn't have a lot of consternation over something. If it was positive, you'd be happy. You know, you've got to put yourself in a mental mindset that says, not only am I going to win, but I'm going to win big. And the way I'm going to win big is get a whole bunch of other people to win big as well. You know, if you bury yourself in the success of others, yours becomes a byproduct of it. The bottom line is, folks, if you don't take anything else away from this call, the theme of this call is this, is you're going to win or lose your success to financial freedom with respect to ambient energy on the mental side of this business, because there's no different for you or anybody else on this call on the mechanical side of the business. And so how do you do that? You go to work on yourself. Start to put yourself in a positive environment. If you've got a bunch of whiny, complaining friends, and you sit down with them, and every lunch in the break room at work, you're complaining about this, complaining about that. This isn't right. That isn't right. Get away from that. You know, you turn on the news, and you know it's the Trump dossier, this, and the Democrats say that, and Republicans say this, and you know it's all negative. You know, the Republicans say the Democrats are wrong. The Democrats say the Republicans are wrong. There's people that think Trump, you know, is God's gift to America and make America great again. There's others that think he's a demon from that Satan sent to the United States of America. All that is negative. You know, I'm not saying it's not interesting, and I'm not telling you to quit watching the news. I'm just saying it's all negative. Put yourself in a place where you're positive, where you're happy. Be around people that are positive and happy. And let me tell you that what that means in most instances is that about 85 to 95% of your relationships and your friend base has got to change. You know that there have been studies that prove that the vast majority of your friends are the same socioeconomic strata. I'm talking about level of how they live, you know, dollars and cents, they're all within 10% of you. Well, if you aspire to double your income, what does that mean? That means that you're going to have to leave the vast majority of your friends behind because they're not going to do what you're willing to do. They're going to try to suck you back into that stinking thinking mentality, and you've got to break away. Now, that doesn't mean that you hang up from this call and you don't talk to any of your friends anymore. What that means is you start to put yourself in new environments. Maybe it's going to a new church. Maybe it's actively looking for a change in your vocation or a change in your job. Put yourself in a new environment where you're removing yourself from the negative. If there's a member of your family that constantly calls and complains and it's appropriate, just withdraw from those conversations. Next time they call and complain about something, you know, say, Mary, look, we've been talking about this for 4 or 5 years. Nothing's changed. Nothing is going to change. I just don't want to talk to you about it anymore. You know, love you to death. Let's just talk about something else, and take that negative thing, whatever it is, that subject or person or relationship or whatever it is that's cancerous, and just cut it out. And just do a little bit of that at a time, and what will happen is that your attitude and your belief in yourself, your self-esteem, your attitude on life is going to dramatically improve. Put yourself in a happy place. You know, if you're only in a happy place 3% of your life, work on getting it there to be 7% or 10% over the next couple of months, and then be in a happy place 15 or 20% of your life. This is not something that you're able to do overnight, but it's something you're able to do. But here's the thing you got to realize, only you can do it. So you can blame everybody else, and you can blame your set of circumstances, and you can blame your parents and your education and the this and the that, or you can just say, enough's enough. I'm going to look in the mirror, and I'm going to go make a positive change. And when you do that, what will happen is not only will the ambient energy business turn around, and you'll take it several notches above what it is, and as you continue to get more positive and have more positive change and take more personal responsibility, your income will go up and up and up and up and up. And that's the bottom line. You know, you can sit there and work on the mechanical part until you're blue in the face, or you can work on the mental part. I sure hope you'll come to Power Trip. I'm going to have about an hour and a half on stage, and I'm going to take us through some exercises on the mental side of the business. I'm going to give you the opportunity for attendees only a Power Trip to attend a Yellow Jacket mentoring session. Haven't done one in a couple of years. And that's where everybody comes to my ranch in Texas for a full day. We serve a beautiful barbecue lunch, and we just work on the mental side of the business. We have people get up to the mic and give testimony, and it'll change your life. You ask anybody that's attended Yellow Jacket mentoring, I can't tell you how many people want to come back. That event will sell out as well. We have a limited amount of seating in the conference center at my ranch. But you have to attend Power Trip to be eligible to attend Yellow Jacket Mentoring. So I hope you've gotten some value out of tonight's call. I hope you. I'm not trying to beat up on you. I'm just trying to put that mirror in front of you and get you to look at something maybe you haven't looked at before. So with that, Bear, if you would, open it back up, and we'll say goodnight to everybody.
Brian, I've got to tell you, I'm really excited to hear about the Yellow Jacket Mentoring. Over the years that you did do it, it made a profound difference for the people that attended. And, you know, they knew that they had to be not only at Power Trip, but at the leadership breakfast to have an opportunity to attend. So to bring that back is really special. And I hope that the people listening in will take advantage of that opportunity.
Well, I enjoy doing it. Like I said, I think it's been a couple of years since I've done it, and I've had so many people asking me about it. And in lieu of the fact that I would like to retire, at some point in the future, I'm going to do a few more of them and try to get it out there so I can, when it's time for me to roll up the sidewalks, I'll feel good about having spread that knowledge as well.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Glad to hear that. Hey, folks, listen, this has been an awesome call, as usual, with Brian McClure. Some of you are going to want to hear this call again. Let me tell you how to do it. Go to topambitleaders.com. Give us a couple of days to get the recording up online, but you'll be able to hear this call again. And I got to tell you from personal experience, this is what it's like to have a skull session with Brian McClure, where you're getting knowledge and education and information and advice from the top income earner in our company on what's going to make a difference in your business. Like you said, it's not the mechanics. It's not the mechanics. It's the mindset. It's the methodology. And you just heard it from him. You're going to want to hear this again. So go to topambitleaders.com. Listen to this again. It's like looking at a movie the second time, where you're going to get the value out of what you may not have heard the first time. And I want to thank you again for being on the call, Brian. I look forward to seeing you soon. And I'm going to open up the line so that other people can say thanks as well. Hold on just a moment.